Tunisia's president has sacked the justice and defense ministers. A nighttime curfew has been extended and gatherings have been limited. On Sunday, he dismissed the prime minister and put a freeze on parliament. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged the Tunisian president to respect democracy. In a phone call, he asked Kais Saied to maintain dialogue with all sides. Heidi Jo Castro has more from Washington.
Blinken told Saied that he should adhere to the principles of democracy and human rights, and said that open dialogue was needed between all political actors and the Tunisian people. Blinken followed that up with a tweet saying that this was a good phone call and that he was able to express his support for Tunisia's democracy. Now, the U.S. has been hesitant to call this a coup. A White House spokeswoman said that a thorough legal analysis would first be required, but that if this is determined to be a coup, then U.S. aid to Tunisia could be on the line.
Seoul says the leaders of North Korea and South Korea have agreed to restore communications channels and improve relations. The agreement follows the exchange of several letters between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The announcement coincides with the 68th anniversary of the armistice that ended the Korean War. Lebanon's parliament has chosen billionaire Najib Mikati as the new prime minister designate. He's the third leader to be asked to form a government since the Beirut explosion just under a year ago. Mikati says his top priority will be ensuring unity and to help ease the financial crisis. Earlier this month, Saad Hariri stepped aside after failing to reach a deal. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will no longer have a combat mission in Iraq by the end of the year. Biden's been hosting Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House. He says the U.S. will continue counterterrorism cooperation with Iraq and assist local troops. And Japan's superstar tennis player Naomi Osaka has been eliminated from the Tokyo Olympics. Osaka was knocked out in the third round. She was one of the favorites and seen as an icon of the Games after lighting the torch at the opening ceremony.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.